This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed to Sudan's warring factions to observe a three-day ceasefire over the Muslim Eid al-Fitr holiday on Thursday.
I am deeply concerned about the terrible toll on civilians, the appalling humanitarian situation, and the horrifying prospects of further escalation.
He spoke as a rival force, the rival forces, battled for a sixth day. Gunfire could be heard in Khartoum, where the fiercest battles are being fought. As thousands of civilians tried to flee the area, the violent power struggle has killed hundreds so far and is tripling the tipping, that is, a nation reliant on food, into what the United Nations calls a humanitarian catastrophe. The United States said it was sending more troops to the region in the event that it decide to evacuate its embassy in Khartoum. The AP's Sagar Magani picks up that part of the story.
Two Biden administration officials say the planning began earlier this week as fighting rages between two warring factions in Sudan. An embassy convoy was attacked in the capital. The officials say the Pentagon's moving military assets to a Navy base in Djibouti. The Defense Department says it will send more capabilities to the region to potentially help facilitate an evacuation of embassy personnel. The violence so far has kept the State Department from requiring staffers to leave the country, with Khartoum's airport non-functional and its roads treacherous even during peacetime. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Myanmar's Supreme Court reportedly said Wednesday that it will hear appeals by ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi of her convictions for corruption, election fraud, and violations of state secret laws. Suu Kyi was arrested back in February of 2021. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden will formally announce his 2024 re-election campaign as soon as next week. That's according to three people who have been briefed on the discussions and spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity to discuss internal deliberation. Now, they say they're not aware of a final decision on timing has been made, but they say Biden had been eyeing next Tuesday for 4 years to the day since the Democrats entered the 2020 race. Biden has repeatedly said he intends to run for a second term, but advisors say he has felt little need to jump into campaigning because he faces no significant opposition to his party's nomination. Uganda President Yoweri Museveni, declined to sign a bill that would require the death penalty for homosexuality in some cases and sent it back to the parliament for so-called strengthening. Museveni's decision was announced late Thursday after he met with lawmakers in his ruling National Resistance Movement Party, almost all of whom supported the bill. In other news, Twitter has started removing blue checks, users who don't pay. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
The blue check mark helps verify the user's identity to distinguish them from fakes. Since Elon Musk bought Twitter, he's talked about charging for the blue check. After several false starts, Twitter has started removing it from those who aren't paying for it. The cost of keeping the marks range from $8 a month for individual web users to a starting price of $1,000 a month to verify an organization. Since Musk took over, Twitter does not actually verify the individual accounts to ensure they are who they are. Some high-profile users no longer have the blue check, including Beyonce, Pope Francis, and former President Donald Trump. Seinfeld actor Jason Alexander pledged to leave the platform if Elon Musk takes away his blue check. I'm Ed Donahue.
Large parts of the Muslim world are preparing to celebrate the end of the fasting month of Ramadan and the start of the holiday Eid al-Fitr. But the festivities are overshadowed in many parts of the region by conflict and tragedy. In Sudan, the joy of the coming holiday has been eclipsed by violent battles between the army and its rival paramilitary force, despite an attempted ceasefire that have killed hundreds of people. And in Yemen, a stampede at a Ramadan charity killed at least 78 people. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.